This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
I'm Heidi Harris, in for Mark Reardon today. You can follow me, Heidi Harris Show, all the socials, and my podcast on the Odyssey app, Heidi Harris Show. So please check it out. Of course, more importantly, you can follow 97.1 FM Talk and all the socials at 97.1 FM Talk. Joining us is Dwayne Patterson. He is the producer for the Hugh Hewitt Show and the host of Dwayne's World. I love that name for the podcast. How are you, sir?
I kind of do, too. I'm great, Heidi. Long time no talk. How you doing?
I know. How is Hugh?
Hugh is, he's kind of starting to become a thing in this town. From what I can tell, you interview the president and the vice president the same week, and 10 people tend to remember your name at that point.
Yes, well, good for him and good for you that you're doing this podcast. And I know you've been with Hugh a very long time, and it's good to talk to you again. So, you know, we're watching all the craziness that's going on with Trump and, you know, some wins and the courts are fighting him every step of the way. It's crazy, isn't it?
It is, but it's to be expected. You'll probably run across a clip over the next day or so on CNN's panel that Scott Jennings comes in and owns every night, right? You know, these panels that they have on their primetime lineup. They had a person on that was complaining that, well, we impeached him. We threw the courts at him. We got 34 counts against him, and he still got elected. And Scott's like, well, no, wait a minute. Are you admitting that this was all planned by the Democratic Party? And she says, well, the DA was a Democrat. So she basically is saying the quiet part out loud. We threw the kitchen sink at the guy, and he still got elected. I don't know what else we can do.
Yeah, and they tried to kill him twice, too. Let's not forget about that.
Did you see what the former FBI director, James Comey, got caught doing today?
No.
He was on a beach somewhere and spread out a handful of pebbles in the sand, spelling out 86-47, like 86 meaning
wow,
off 47, and stuck it on Twitter, stuck it on X, and was proud
wow
of it. The former FBI director.
Well, you know, they used to say out here in Vegas that 86 means 8 miles out and 6 feet deep. That's what the mob used to say anyway.
it's the same result, isn't it?
I think it's the same result. That's crazy. And I saw a story the other day. I don't have it in front of me, but it's coming to mind, where they did a survey and found that like 55% of Democrats, surveyed, not every Democrat, but surveyed, thought it would be perfectly justifiable to assassinate Trump. I mean, that's where we are now. This is crazy.
Because they can't beat him at his own game. They can't beat him on issues. They tried to throw scandals at him. They tried everything they could, and he beat them at their own game, and they have no idea what to do next. It's pretty staggering to watch how much they are flailing in the wake of what this president's doing. And look, I'm not saying that Trump is without faults, and he's not without lines of attack that the Democrats can offer. But when you've got Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries, the leader of the Democrats in the Senate and the House, respectively, both in the last 24 hours being asked the question, What did you know about Joe Biden's decline, and when did you know it? And their answer is, we're just not going to look backwards.
Right.
What does that mean? Oh, we're just not going to look backwards. We're looking forwards. We're looking forward for the American people. They can't even admit they had a problem. They can't get past the first step. If this is a 12-step program for Democrats to get back into the limelight, they can't get to step one, which is admitting they've got a problem.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Duane Patterson, host of Duane's World podcast. He's also Hugh Hewitt's executive producer. So true. And the Democrats, they're leaderless right now. I mean, who's in charge of the Democrat Party? AOC? I mean, really?
That seems to be the case. John Kennedy, who is a great Republican senator out of Louisiana, he was on Fox.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, how can you not love the guy? But he was on Fox last night, and he said, look, let me tell you, AOC is the leader of the Democratic Party. And a few years ago, she took a sharp left turn and kept on driving.
that's at this point. Yeah.
Right off the cliff. That's the best way to say it. Look, the main problem with the Democratic Party right now is they thought they had media in the bag, which they do, and they did. But the media world has changed since the days of CNN and the three network news. And with the advent of podcasts and with the advent of and the expansion of talk radio, there are so many other ways to get news out besides the media bubble out of the Beltway, the resistance media, that you've got a Democratic Party that now doesn't have the backing that they once had to cover and whitewash everything. And they don't know what to do. They have no idea how to debate. They don't know how to articulate what they truly believe. They've got their talking points, and in the past that was good enough, but they don't know how to do this anymore.
Right. So true. You know, a while back, right before Trump got reelected, thank God, I was in Home Depot and I was wearing my Trump Vance blingy hat that I got. And there was a young lady in Home Depot with her husband. She was wearing the black Trump hat, you know, I guess it's the Elon Musk thing or the bandana, I guess it was. But
right.
Here's the nightmare for the Democrats, okay? These two were early 20s, married. She was black. He was Latino. And these are two people the Democrats used to have in their pocket, or so they thought, right? And when they saw my hat, they just kind of, we got to talking. These two were all about Trump and all these different things. But the important thing for us to remember, Duane, is we've got to make good on our promises as Republicans, not just Trump, but as conservatives, because we've got a whole generation of younger people who are looking to Trump and looking to conservatives because they think they've got a better future with us. And we've got to bring that to them, make sure they get it.
I totally agree with every word of that. And I'm telling you, Trump is bringing back, just from this foreign policy trip alone to the Middle East, he's going to be bringing back roughly $4 trillion of investment into the American economy.
I saw that. That's great.
That's going to get spread around a lot of different places, and that's going to help expand the futures for a lot of these kids. I think Trump's well on his way to do that. I think the Congress, it's going to be messy and anxious to watch over the next few days and the next couple of weeks. But I think that they know the stakes are as high as they are, and they're going to get the yes. They will find a way to get to making the tax cuts permanent, because there is no alternative, and they all know it. The only one that doesn't is Tom Massey, and he's kind of a nitwit anyway. But they've got a big enough margin that if everybody else finally gets to what they need to get the yes, is it going to be the perfect bill? No, but if it makes those tax cuts permanent, the economy is just going to explode. It's just going to take off.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. And then look at China. I mean, talk about blinking. Trump should be getting pressed day and night about this. All the media, they call them the Trump tariffs, as if tariffs didn't exist until Trump showed up, right? And China blinked. China talked real tough, and now they blink. Now they come to the table. This is huge for America.
Two things on that quickly. One, I knew that it was unsustainable for China more than it was unsustainable for us.
That's right.
Because I saw two different local news reports in the last week. One was out of Seattle. A local news outlet was interviewing a dock worker, a longshoreman in the Seattle port, and they had to send wave after wave of crews home because there were no boats to unload. There was nothing coming across. The spigot just turned off. And I'm thinking, okay, if that's China, that's not good.
That's
and
right.
Then I saw another report out of Japan within a day or two of that, and they were interviewing somebody that they had in China that Chinese officials were now getting a little disconcerted because loaded cargo ships full of merchandise that they had already sent off were now returning back home fully laden, not able to be offloaded. And if you're an export economy and you can't export stuff and you can't sell it and it's coming right back, that's very problematic. You can't do that very long. And so they
absolutely
had to.
They did. We're speaking with Duane Patterson, host of Duane's World podcast. I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Reardon. Absolutely true. They can't even feed themselves. As large a country as they are, I don't think a lot of people realized how weak they were economically until this happened. How much stuff they said. I mean, how much Chinese crap do we have to buy? I don't need to buy this stuff. I don't need to shop at Temu and all these other things. I don't need to buy this junk. I'll buy one pair of shoes instead of a couple that are made in China kind of thing. I think a lot of people were ready to do that and maybe still are.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think the strength to Trump is he recognizes the blessing that this country has, unlike virtually any other country in the world. And that
yes.
is, we can do two things simultaneously that nobody else can do. We can feed ourselves. If we so choose to do so, we can feed ourselves if we had to. And we can provide for our own energy. And no other country... Other countries can do one or they can do the other, but name another country that can feed itself and that can provide enough energy resources to power itself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That's a great point, Duane.
And Trump recognizes that.
Right. See, that's the thing about Trump, that such a contrast to Obama. Trump understands American greatness. And he's all about how great America can be and understands our potential. Whereas Obama, remember when he first got elected, was running around the world digging his toe in the ground, apologizing, oh, shucks, you know, America, you know, we're so terrible. Meanwhile, you know, never wanting to acknowledge how great we were. Not that we're the only country doing good things, but as you mentioned, we're very unique in many, many ways. And this is huge. And it was just so great to see China blink. That is absolutely enormous for all of us.
Of course it is. And, you know, you're now seeing stories in media saying, oh, well, it looks like the recession data is not being supported by the actual facts on the ground. All the predictions that we were going to hurtle into Trump's recession because of the tariffs, apparently it didn't seem to impact prices that much. And now all of the Wall Street companies that were saying, you know, batten down the hatches, we're going into recession, they're now kind of pulling that prediction because it looks like Trump's stuff worked. It looks like the plan worked or is
absolutely
working.
And I also think we're speaking with Duane Patterson, host of Duane's World podcast, Duane's World. I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Reardon, if you're just tuning in. Another thing that I think was so important with the China standoff is that, you know, a lot of people think we're going to go to war with China in 2027. And I mean, I attended a lunch a while back where a member of the military was talking about it as if it was on the calendar, like it was definitely happening in 2027. And with China showing such weakness so quickly, they're not going to be prepared to fight against us. They're not going to be able to do it when they can't feed their own people. All we've got to do is pull the plug again, and they are screwed. And I think the whole world saw that now.
Well, you see, that's the thing, is just people's intuition. You don't have to be part of the National Security Council, and I'm not saying we make policy based upon what we think and what we feel and what our hunch is. But just ask yourself, do you feel like China is more likely to go into Taiwan now than they were, say, 6 months ago or a year ago? The specter of China doing the invasion of Taiwan, does that seem more likely today or less likely today than it was before Trump took office?
That's exactly right. And that, to me, that's the larger picture. But see, that's how Trump is. He thinks long game and he sees the bigger picture.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Whereas media can't find the big picture if they use both hands. They can't find their hindquarters with both hands. Heidi, you've been around media virtually as long as I have, you know, in and out in different capacities. What's the big story right now? I mean, you know, right now, if you look at how the media is covering Joe Biden and his mental decline, it's all about trying to figure out who knew what and when and why it wasn't media's fault because the White House lied to us, right? That's the line
right.
We're being fed, right? They're missing the story. What is the story out of this whole affair of Joe Biden? The story is who was running the country for the last 4 years.
That's right.
And there's not one media person in D.C. that's got even the remote intellectual curiosity or journalistic curiosity to figure out who was actually making the decisions.
Yeah, well, probably Obama. You and I both know that. But not only that, but these people in media,
I'd like to see that reported, wouldn't you?
Right. I would love to see it reported. Not to mention the fact that these people are supposed to be, wait for it, reporters. Remember the old, you know, the old gumshoe detectives? That's what these people should be doing, actually looking for a story, and they don't. They just regurgitate the side they already agree with. It's hard to find anybody anymore who's going to ask some tough questions.
Let me fill in up-and-coming reporters or up-and-coming journalists. If you file a story that turns out to be bogus and it's completely all wet and you tell your editor, well, my source lied to me, how long of a career do you think you're going to have? Now, these people have been in D.C., some of them, for decades. They are in the biggest media political climate on earth. And they're in the major leagues. They're not in rookie ball somewhere. They're in the big time. They're in the show. And their excuse, their big defense about why they didn't get to the bottom of this sooner is because the White House lied to us.
Yeah,
that's,
I know.
If that's the best they have, boy, is that a damning indictment on media.
Well, and I just saw today, and I'm sure you saw the story too, CBS getting ready to have more mass layoffs. Well, that's because nobody has any confidence in these people anymore. Even lefties who watched that before understand that it's all a bunch of garbage that they're putting out, that they're not, you know, they're towing the company line if they have to or doing whatever they need to do, but they're not getting the truth out to anybody.
Gallup a month ago said that only a third of Americans have trust in the media, a third do have no trust in the media,
right.
And the remaining third doubt them very, very highly. When you've got two to one against the media about reporting anything honestly, you go back to my primary point, which is you got to admit you got a problem first before you can start to rebuild that credibility again. And if you want to rebuild the credibility, you've got to go where the story's going. The only story here is not what Jake Tapper knew or what Jonathan Allen and Amy Parnes knew in their book they wrote. The only story is who was running the country for 4 years and why didn't we know who was making those decisions sooner? And
absolutely,
Nobody wants to get to the bottom of that.
No, and they're all running away from it as fast as they can, like rats off a sinking ship, trying to save their careers. The people who were involved with Biden in any kind of capacity are trying to salvage what's left of their careers, so they don't want to admit it.
But what does that do for their credibility with the American people?
It
shatters it worse, right?
Yes. Because they knew it. They knew the guy was completely out of it, and they didn't care. They covered from every which way from Sunday because they wanted to keep their jobs. Nobody wanted to say anything. He was pliable. you know, whoever was running things, and I do believe it was Obama behind the scenes. We don't know. As American people, we have a right to know who was running. Was it Jill? I don't know. She was in on some of those meetings. I don't know.
Well, sad, isn't it? Hunter was a close advisor in the later days. I have no idea. But wouldn't you want to know that? Wouldn't you read the tell-all book that actually got to that question and started to talk to sources and said, on defense matters, Jake Sullivan made the decisions. On domestic policy things, the chief of staff, Jeff Zients, made the decision. I mean, I want to know what was going on because I want to get to the basic question here, which is, why didn't the 25th Amendment work? It was designed for exactly this scenario, but it failed us, right? It didn't work. Why didn't it work? And why was every cabinet person around? Pete Buttigieg, did he not know? Why wasn't he involved in this?
Yeah, I think he was busy breastfeeding. I'm not sure. Maybe.
Might have been. Could have been.
And speaking of, you know, when you talk about Jill Biden, I mean, I'm a wife. There's no way I would allow my husband to be marched around in that condition like she allowed Biden to be marched around. There's just no way I would take him off the public stage like they did with Ronald Reagan, like they did with Charlton Heston, like they've done with other famous people. Just take them off the public stage so people remember them as they were. But she wanted power more than she wanted anything else on earth. And that, as a wife, it's just horrifying to me the way she treated him.
That's exactly right. She wanted her time in the limelight, and she wanted more than one term. She worked her entire life in the shadows, and as you know, the vice president, wife, the second lady, she did all the stuff to support him on the side. And once she finally had her chance in the big leagues, she didn't want to give that up. So she was more than happy to you know, try to wallpaper over it. As much
prop
as
him up, yeah, put him on a hand cart and wheel him out and just go.
She did it 2 weeks ago on The View when they tried the, you know, the Biden resurrection tour and put him on The View and they put him on the BBC, and he was just as bad as he was in every other media hit because he is going through mental decline. He's not going to get any better. Today is Joe Biden's best day. He's not going to be better tomorrow.
Somebody should be, where they just embalm him and just drag him around. I don't know, like Weekend at Bernie's or something. I don't know. But it's just shameful that she allows this, especially as the wife. I understand a lot of people, you know, wanted the power behind him. But the idea that she allows this, she should have put a stop to this a very long time ago. Yet she continues, as you mentioned, continues after he's not even president anymore. She still parades him out there for her own interests. And that speaks volumes.
They're out of money. They're out of money. They need him back in the public light because mama needs a new pair of shoes.
Yeah, how many times did they refinance their house? 8, 9? What? I lost track.
Something like that, yeah.
Jeez Louise.
They're out of cash. All of the grift, all of the Biden Inc. stuff, and they've already blown through the money. It's not even been 120 days since they've been out of office, and they blew through it all.
Well, this just goes to show that family's got some major issues, that's for sure. Hey, Dwayne Patterson, great talking to you again, my friend. It's been so long.
Absolutely. Great to catch up with you. Hope you're doing well in Vegas.
I sure am. Say hello to Hugh for me.
You got it. Take care.
Thank you. That's Dwayne Patterson, the host of Dwayne's World. I love the name. Dwayne's World podcast and the producer for Hugh Hewitt, who's a great guy. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Reardon. Coming right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.